And I asked you before the break about swearing, about a little use of profanity. How often do you swear? Do you like a well-placed profanity, or does it turn you off? Well, a recent study says about half of Canadians hear swear words frequently when talking with strangers, relatives, and co-workers. And for our own use of swear words, the study showed about half of us use swear words frequently or occasionally when talking with friends. Okay, so with those numbers, how surprising is it to you to find out that a swear word or two in an online review could be a good thing? Dr. Katie Lafrenier is a marketing professor at the University of Alberta, joining us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Do you use swear words on occasion?
On occasion, yep. Maybe not in the work environment, though.
No. And you know what? And I would admit to it, too. So we'll put that out there right now. Give us an idea, doctor, why you decided to go into online reviews and take a look at well-placed, I guess, little profanity words in there and the impact on them. What got you thinking about this?
Right. It really started off with a conversation that I was having with colleagues at the U of A. We knew that swear words were offensive, and yet we also saw that they were increasing in usage, not just in person, especially online. And it really came down to, well, if they're offensive, what else are they doing? Why else would people be using the swear words? And because, of course, being marketers, we thought it'd be particularly interesting to look at it in the context of these consumer conversations with online reviews.
And so you looked at online reviews, and what did you find? Give us some examples of what you found and the reaction to those reviews.
Sure. We looked at the presence versus absence of swear words in reviews. We used field data from Amazon reviews and field data from Yelp reviews, as well as we looked at this experimentally. And we saw that consistently that reviews that contained one or two swear words received more useful votes, and they also improved evaluations of the product compared to the exact same review without the swear word.
Now, when we're talking the swear words, are we talking like what I would call baby swear words? Are we talking about the big the big bombs there?
We looked at both euphemistic, the kind of baby swear words, and we looked at the bigger swear words, but there is one caveat. We looked at swear words when they were directed at the product. So the most common form of swearing is when they're used as a degree adverb. So for example, if a review read, "The dishwasher is darn quiet." So in that case, the swear word is directed at the attribute of being quiet, and those were what we found to have this positive and significant effect. But of course, the effect goes away when the swear word is directed at a person.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt about that one. So why do you think that humans respond maybe more positively to a review, an online review that says the dishwasher is darn quiet compared to one that says the dishwasher is quiet?
We found that in the context of reviews, swear words, they were these really efficient communication tools because they were able to communicate two points of information simultaneously at the same time. So not only did they tell readers in the dishwasher example that that attribute of quiet held to a higher degree, that it was more quiet than average, it also communicated that the reviewer felt really strongly about this assessment. And both of those points of information ultimately led to that increased persuasion.
So you had touched on swear words face to face, saying that, you know, it didn't work out so well there. And I think you touched on with some brand advertising as well. When it comes to swear words, being directed at people, tell us a bit about that. You said it was not well tolerated. It was something that people did not like.
Exactly. when the swear word was directed at the product or the product attribute, it conveyed information that would be useful for a buyer. Whereas when it was directed at a person, so say, for example, in the review, it's a restaurant review and they're swearing about the server. In those circumstances, the review reader starts to judge the reviewer more negatively. Mm-hmm. They start to see them as being less objective. And that type of information just isn't useful overall.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more bullyish having those tendencies. So at the end of the day then, as marketers, what do you take away from this? And how could this be applied when it comes to marketing and advertising, those sorts of things?
Right. Well, first I would say it may be useful for marketers who are in charge of their websites to tolerate swear words use on their platforms, but we would also say that they shouldn't actively encourage it or promote it, because we found that only one or two swear words in the review had this positive and significant effect. But once it started to get to four or five swear words, in those situations, it becomes unclear if the review writer is trying to swear to communicate information about the product, or maybe they're just the type of person who swears casually or is prone to strong feelings. So that would be a first point of advice. Of course, they could also be updating the guidelines, the community guidelines that are on their website, and really explain that while a little swear words, if you really feel that way, could help, you don't want to, you want to keep it respectful in a way and not speak poorly and use slurs about other people.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Interesting stuff. And I would hasten to say maybe more of a fun study compared to normal.
It was definitely fun to look at and to chat about, that for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt, a bit of an eye opener. Katie, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Katie Lafreniere joining me this afternoon, a marketing professor at the University of Alberta. Curtis says, I swear frequently. I would guess at least 50 times a day. Boy, oh boy, 780-496-0063. Some of your texts coming in. Scrappy in Red Deer says, my girlfriend has a very bad potty mouth. Not a fan, but love her to bits. Can't say what that her favorite word is, but he says that I stand back in a group of people and they love and seem to be okay with her colorful language. I guess bad language is okay. Is it, or do we just kind of go along with it?
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.